This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome to Troy High School's beautiful Trojan Activity Center. I am Brian Billing, better known as the sports editor of the Sydney Daily News in Fort Jack Kramer, alongside Chuck McPhee. We are here for our second of two district finals today as Rushi takes on Xenia Legacy Christian. The winner of this game will face Fort Loramie, which won just a little bit ago over Covington, 52-19. We carried that game earlier this afternoon here on scoresbroadcast.com. The first game here today, Tri-Village beat Fayetteville Perry, 71-29. Tri-Village will take on the Marion Local and St. Henry winner. I believe those two squads are playing tonight in a district final at Wapakoneta. So that is one half of the Vandalia Regional. Fort Loramie facing the winner of this game will be the other half. You can count on Jack and Chuck being courtside at the Student Activity Center in Vandalia coming up this Thursday for that Fort Loramie and potentially Rushi rubber match as those two squads split in regular season. And make no doubt about it, Rushi is the favorite in today's game, especially with how they've been playing lately. The Raiders enter this contest 21-4 overall on the season. They have been ranked some in the state AP poll this year, finished a little on the outside of the top 10, but they are definitely worthy of consideration. They had that tough stretch, Chuck, where they fell to Jackson Center, Marion Local, and Fort Loramie all in the span of 1 week. They lost to Tri-Village earlier this season in the game you and I did way back on December the 6th in Rushi. And that's it. That's their only losses. They have won 9 games in a row coming into today, including a 43-40 victory over Fort Loramie in the final regular season game in a game I know you and Jack did at Claire C. Naveau Gymnasium. A great way for them to finish regular season, and they have been on a roll in postseason play. They beat Botkins 47-27 in a district semifinal on Monday to advance to this game. A very impressive group for sure, Chuck. We had high expectations for them coming into the season with all the seniors they have, and they're definitely having a good run.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good basketball team. Great coach in Paul Bremingen, moved over from, well, the boys, longtime boys coach, went to Troy, came back to Rushi as the girls coach, does a fantastic job with them. It's a talented basketball team. They got length, they've got shooters, they play great defense. It's going to be, I haven't seen Legacy, so it's hard for me to compare, but from the past, Legacy's going to have a long afternoon, I think.
Yeah, we saw Legacy Christian a lot, actually, a few years ago. They were in that Sydney sectional 1 year, won to advance out of it, actually, 1 year. Man, they bounce around with their sectional assignments. They now play down in the, I believe it's Monroe sectional, where they play their first three rounds at. The Knights have lost a lot of that group that we knew that they had 3 or so years ago, but they have rebounded this year. They struggled last year after losing that group. This year, they enter today's game with a 19-4 overall record. However, they did lose leading scorer Allie Solomon for the season. She is a transfer. OHSAA transfer rules, unless you qualify for an exception, are that you play the first half of the season, you don't play the second half of the season. So she has missed the second half of the season. Solomon also averaged about 6 rebounds per game and also averaged 2 steals and 2 assists per game. So she was a nice player for them. And they had some struggles after she lost for the season, including losing 39-34. At Franklin Monroe in a non-conference game on January the 17th. Franklin Monroe, I believe, had just 2 wins on the year entering that contest. Legacy Christian also fell to a decent Preble Shawnee team, 46-39. Later in January, and also lost to Bethel by about 20 points on February the 4th. So looking at some of the stronger teams they had faced, they will definitely have their work cut out for them today. But as you can tell from looking through their scores, Chuck, they are a strong defensive team. They do not give up many points. And when you're able to play strong defense and play a methodical game and limit the number of possessions of your opponent, that can help you stay in games, especially in a situation like this.
Well, but when you look out there, they got 8 girls dressed. So that doesn't bode well for them, because Rusi is going to be all over them defensively, and if they get any kind of foul trouble, I don't know what they're going to do.
We're going to pause for a brief commercial break, and when we come back, we will have the Francis Schulze Keys to the Game here on scoresbroadcast.com.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. this, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze in Arushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams today, there are key building components as well, which Chuck McBee has.
Well, the keys to the game for Legacy, take care of the basketball. Covington turned the ball over 35 times in the first game. You can't do that against the kind of pressure that they're going to see. They need to get Allport and Graves and Kenzinger and Strickle, all four of those girls averaging about 6 to 8 points a game. They all need to get their average. On the other side, Rushi, they need to make sure they get the basketball inside to Sherman, and Reese Gubo needs to make some threes because she's a good shooter. I think Ronnie Poling might be a key in this game. She's coming off the bench, a strong girl, good rebounder. I think she can. And then CeCe Borchers, to me, would have been co-player of the game with Ava Turner in the league, because I think CeCe Borchers has had a terrific basketball season.
She absolutely has, and that's a good point on Gubo, who's had a really nice second half of the season, especially for the Raiders. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We'll be back right after this, and we'll take a closer look at these two squads and have the starting lineups here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. Testosterone levels in men have plummeted 25% in the last two decades, and no one's talking about it. And it affects weight gain, early signs of aging, even depression and mood. And I think it's because everyone thinks you need to eat a bunch of salad or take synthetic hormones. But that's far from the truth. Let's disrupt healthcare in Shelby County. Join me at victrushealth.com/free consult. That's VictrusHealth.com/free consult.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio, is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
I am Brian, filling in for Jack Kramer alongside Chuck McBee. We are here for the second Division IV District final game that we've done today at Troy's Trojan Activity Center. It is Rushi taking on Xenia Legacy Christian. Rushi is the visiting team here today. They are in all blue with gold trim. They'll be going from left to right here in the first half. Legacy Christian in all white. They'll be going from right to left. Thank you so much for listening here on scoresbroadcast.com. If you missed it, Fort Laramie beat Covington 52-19 in the first game that we did this afternoon. The winner of this contest will take on the Redskins in a regional semifinal coming up this Thursday at Vandalia Butler's Student Activity Center. Always a fun regional. It should be a fun one today, especially if Rushi advances in this one and we get that rubber match between Fort Laramie and the Raiders. Rushi's starting lineup has been introduced. Xenia's Legacy Christian's lineup is coming up next. We will look over the Rushi Raiders here first. Starting for Rushi, a 5'9" senior guard CC Borchers, a 6'0" junior forward Ronnie Poling, a 6'2" senior center Kate Sherman, a 5'6" senior guard Reese Gubeau, and rounding out the starting lineup for the Raiders today is a 5'5" junior guard Jayla Shappy. Rushi has really been doing well, it seems, recently, Chuck, at doing that inside-out game, and that's something great to take advantage of when you have a 6'2" and a 6'0" player inside.
Yeah, absolutely. They erase your mistakes on top. And the Shappy girl has been playing terrific basketball. Didn't play a lot early in the season, but she's getting a lot of time now. And her sister Addison has been coming in and doing a nice job for them. So they built their bench a little bit during the season.
And like you said, that bench could play a part of today's game with the limited roster Legacy Christian has in comparison to Rushi. Just 8 players for the Knights in total, and Rushi has that bench completely filled out, 15 players dressed, and then of course they have a couple of injured players as well who we'll mention later. Rushi gets the ball to start things off. We'll get Legacy Christian starting lineup in a minute. There is a shot put up. It is no good. Legacy gets the rebound, races back down the court. With it is Alana Allport. She is a 5'8 junior forward. She throws a pass back out to the top of the key. Now with it is Natalie Strickle, a 5'4 junior guard. There is a pass over to Allie Graves, a 5'5 sophomore guard, and she was able to drive in and score the first basket of the game. The Knights take a 2-0 lead over Rushi. So again, Alania Allport, 5'5 sophomore guard Allie Graves, a 5'8 junior forward Audrey Stanley, a 5'9 senior forward Carolyn Kinzinger, and a 5'5 junior guard Emma Carrasco. In right now for Legacy Christian. A missed shot back down on Rushi's end. Legacy working with it now. Graves dribbling back out. She throws a pass over to Stanley. Stanley goes back to Graves. Graves goes back to Stanley. Audrey Stanley dribbles inside, pulls up for a jumper. Just from in front of the free throw line, it's no good. There is Ronnie Poling with the rebound. She throws it over to Reese Gubeau, who takes it across half court for the Raiders. 6:24 and counting left in the first quarter. Gubeau has it. Throws a bounce pass over to Borchers on the right wing. Borchers goes to Sherman at the top of the key. There's a three-pointer on the left wing by Gubeau. It's no good. She grabs her own long rebound, throws it over to Sherman, pulls up for a jumper and knocks it down. Nothing but net. Beautiful long-range jumper there from a few feet inside the arc by Kate Sherman. It's tied 2-2 with just under 6 to play in the first quarter. Ball goes out of bounds off of a Rushi player on the other end. Legacy Christian will take it in from there. Did you see that one player who went down on that last possession for Rushi? I was curious.
Poling got thrown to the ground. Nobody saw it.
Yes.
And then Borchers fell after that. I didn't see how she went down.
Rushi still able to get a basket out of it, though. Legacy working it now. There is a pull-up jumper, and it's through. Nothing but net by Natalie Strickle. That gives the Knights a 4-2 lead, 5:32 and counting left in this fourth quarter. Excuse me, first quarter. Getting ahead of myself here a little bit. Borchers drives inside, throws a pass back out. There is a foul called. That foul against Legacy goes against Allie Graves. Oh, they call that against Carolyn Kinzinger, excuse me. So that is Legacy Christian's first foul of the night. First foul of the game for either team. Rushi set to take it in now. There is an inbounds pass to Sherman, and she knocks it down off the glass for the Raiders. Tie game 4-4. Legacy works it back down. There is an air ball put up. Sherman grabs the rebound. She throws it over across half court to Borchers. Borchers goes up to Simone Putoff, who pulls up for a shot. It's no good. There's a rebound to put back. Attempt by Sherman. No good. They're fighting for the rebound. And we have a whistle. It is a foul by Legacy Christian. It was as Sherman was going up for the putback, so she will go to the free throw line. That foul goes against Stanley of Legacy Christian. Clock stops with 4 minutes and 57 seconds left. And Sherman gets the first free throw to fall. A second one is coming up. Second free throw falls, nothing but net.
She has all six.
And Rushi is ahead 6-4, 4:57 left in the first quarter. Legacy gets it across half court. There's a bounce pass along the left baseline, and we have a travel called. Pass went to Kinzinger, who pulled up for a shot. She traveled before she did, and Rushi takes advantage of that turnover and gets it quickly across half court. Dubot dribbling it. She slows down as Rushi sets up its offense here. Dribbles left side. Throws it over to Putoff. Putoff goes inside to Poling, pulls up for a shot. No good. Coming away with the rebound for the Knights is Kinzinger. Allie Graves works it across half court for Legacy. Goes inside, pulls up for a shot. No good. There's a fight for the rebound. Poling comes away with it for the Raiders. She throws it to Gabot. Throws a long pass up the court to Borchers. Borchers bounce pass inside to Sherman, who gets a shot to fall. 4:04 left in the first quarter. Rushi ahead 8-4. And Sherman, again, has all 8 points so far for Rushi.
Doing a good job of finding her, and she's doing a good job of finding the basket.
Graves gets it across half court. There is a foul by Rushi. Putoff is called for the foul.
Nice to see Putoff back out there. She missed some games in the middle. And I understand that they really need her for softball.
Yes. Yeah, she's a key softball player. As is Gubot, as is Borchers. I've covered a lot of Rushi softball over the ever since I've been here, starting with the 2018 spring season, actually. They are the power in the Shelby County Athletic League for sure. There is a substitution after a ball goes out of bounds. In for Rushi right now.
Kelby Dosick.
Kelby Dosick. She is another of the team's multiple seniors. 5'10", senior forward. Legacy has to throw it way back down the court, but they're able to get it in. Now with it at the top of the key is Audrey Stanley. Stanley goes over and fires a pass to Natalie Strickle, and she knocks a shot down. Nothing but net. A three that makes it a one-point game, 8-7, 3:27 and counting left in the first quarter. Shot inside by Rushi, no good. There's a long pass back out to Sherman, who knocks down a three. No, excuse me, Gubot, who knocks down a three. Nothing but net. Reese Gubot, beautiful three-point attempt there. And that puts the Raiders ahead 11-7. They quickly answer that three that Legacy just made, and there is an errant pass that Kate Sherman's able to come up with. She races up the court. Look at her go. She goes inside for a shot and gets it to fall.
Don't know how that went in, but that was very athletic.
That was, it wasn't the most graceful looking shot, but like you said, she's able to keep enough balance to throw it up. It falls. I don't think Sherman probably gets many fast break looks. And now she has the opportunity to make it a three-point play. Hershey ahead 13-7, pending Sherman's three-pointer. Again, Gubeau made that last three. I said Sherman first because I'm so used to saying it was Sherman shooting. It just stuck with me. And that three is the first basket that Sherman had to make. She comes out of the game now after completing that three-point play. She made that free throw attempt nothing but net. Rushi is ahead 14-7. Sherman has 11 of those 14 points.
That's amazing.
Legacy working in a past half court now. Graves dribbling with it. She throws it over to Kinsinger. Kinsinger throws a pass back out to Strickle, who was fouled as she shot a jumper.
It'll be three.
Put off with the foul. You have it for three.
Oh, that was four or three. That's her second.
Oh, correct. Yes, yes. The three free throw attempts coming up. That was put off second. Foul. Wanted to make sure I had that right. I didn't know which three you mean, but yes.
We're going to get Addison Chappie checking in for her now.
Her second free throw from Strickle. That's off the front of the rim. She did make the first. Again, has one more coming up. As Chuck noted, Chappie now in the game. Addison Chappie. Third free throw by Strickle. Also no good. Coming away with the rebound is Kelby Dosek. She throws it to Gubeau. Rushi gets it across half court. You also have Ronnie Poling in there for the Raiders, as well as Gubeau. There's a three. It's off the rim. No good. There's a fight for the rebound. Coming away with it is Grace Holscher, who is the other player that I was going to mention. And I looked at the roster wrong. That was Addison Chappie who came away with that rebound.
Yeah, both Chappies are in there. They're hard to tell apart.
Jayla Chappie, yes, thank you, Chuck, is the other one. There is a travel violation against Legacy, and it will be Rushi ball. So again, Jayla and Addison Chappie, in addition to Gubeau, put off and pulling at the moment for the Raiders, who are ahead 14-8, 2:09 and counting left in the first quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Gubeau with it. She throws a pass over on the left wing to Addison Chappie. There's a pass inside to Dosick. She nearly loses it, comes away with it, then throws a pass, and we have a jump ball called. Falling to the ground was Chappie as she was fighting with Legacy's Audrey Stanley for control. Possession arrow favors the Knights. And Legacy Christian will work it across half court now. Graves dribbling with it. She fires a pass over along the left baseline to Kinsinger. Kinsinger goes back out to Stanley. Stanley throws a pass over to Strickle. Strickle throws a pass back to Stanley. Stanley goes over left wing to Allport. Allport dribbling with it now. Alani Allport, bounce pass inside. She was looking for Kinsinger, but Kinsinger went the opposite direction. Ball goes out of bounds as a result. And Rushi takes it in from under Legacy's basket. 1:25 and counting left in the first quarter. Raiders ahead 14-8. Borchers throws a bounce pass to Gubeau, and we have a whistle called. It's a foul against Legacy Christian. Natalie Strickle called for that foul. Four team fouls now for the Knights. Rushi sitting at three. Clock stops with 1 minute and 14 seconds left in this first quarter. Rushi ahead by six. Inbounds pass goes to Gubeau. Gubeau goes to Borchers, who's back in. Borchers throws a pass over to Jayla Chappie, and then we have another whistle. Didn't see what happened there, Chuck.
It was tipped out of bounds.
Okay, and Rushi will take it in from in front of its own bench after that. Gubeau gets the inbounds pass with 1:05 left. She throws it inside to Sherman, who's back in. Sherman goes back to Gubeau. Gubeau bounce pass inside to Poli, who gets a shot off the glass and gets it to fall with 55 seconds left. Rushi goes ahead at 16-8.
What a nice pocket pass that was.
Legacy working it back across half court. Audrey Stanley with it. Throws a long pass. Sherman intercepts it. Races back up the court. She's calling for a double triple that time, though. Gives a chuckle towards a teammate after that.
Catch the ball. Jump stop and get the ball to a guard. Kate, you're a heck of a scorer. Not the point guard. She's got a big smile on her face, though. I guess you can do that when you're up eight.
Yes. Good early lead. Legacy will try to take advantage after that, though. Now with it for the Knights, it's Kinzinger. Kinzinger goes back out to Alport, who knocks down a three from the left wing. That cuts the gap down closer to five, 16-11, 14 seconds and counting left in the first quarter. Rushi with it. Gubeau has it, 8 seconds and counting. She throws a pass over to Shappy. Shappy goes back to Gubeau. Gubeau, right side, dribbles inside, pulls up for a shot. It's an air ball. Legacy gets the rebound, and that ends the first quarter. The Knights able to hit a couple of threes to stay in it here in the first quarter, but Rushi leads 16-11 as we head to the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
I'll turn the microphones on, and that makes us back even more.
I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. 16-11 victory. Excuse me, 16-11 lead for Rushi over Legacy Christian. As we head into the second quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com, a reminder, Jack Kramer will be back tonight, and he and Chuck will have the call of the Fort Laramie versus Jackson Center Boys District Semifinal from Piqua. Anticipated 5:30 airtime from beautiful Garby Gymnasium. Close first half you guys had last night against Rushi and Bakkens before the Rushi boys were able to pull away to a victory. Won by, what, about 15, 16, I believe that was, and earned their first district final berth since 2018. The girls in this district final, they're looking for their first regional berth since 2017, and Ronnie Poling gets the first basket of this second quarter. Nice pass inside, and she's able to lay it off the glass. That pushes the lead to 18-11 with 7:24 and counting left in this second quarter. Missed shot by Legacy. Borchers races up the court, fires up a jumper. It's no good. There's a fight for a long rebound. Tip goes back out to Borchers. She throws to Gubeau. The Raiders work it again. They go back inside to Poling, who knocks it down. Ronnie Poling has scored the last three baskets for Rushi, and the Raiders on top now, 20-11.
Well, she was the one of my keys to the game, and she's got six now. She's playing really well.
The Knights working it back on their end. With it on the left wing is Graves, and she dribbles back out now. Throws a pass over to Graves. Graves goes over and throws the pass to Kinzinger. Pulls up for a shot. No good. She grabs her own rebound and throws it back out. And then we have a travel violation called. So the Raiders will get it back here with 6:28 left in this second quarter. Nice response after that three by Legacy Christian. Ronnie Poling having a big quarter here. It's a big quarter. Happy quarter for the Rushi Elementary students that are sitting near us up here at Troy's beautiful Trojan Activity Center, too. Ball goes out of bounds, and Rushi is going to take it in after Legacy knocked it out. Clock stopped with 6 minutes and 10 seconds left.
Guys,
in now for Rushi is Borchers, Pulling, Gubow, Sherman, and Addison Chappie. Gubow dribbling with it after taking the long inbounds pass. She throws it over to Borchers on the right wing. Borchers goes back to Gubow. Gubow goes to Chappie. Chappie back to Gubow. She throws a pass inside. It's into traffic. And Natalie Strickle comes away with it for Legacy Christian. She throws it to Graves. Graves dribbling back out near half court. Throws it over on the right wing to Stanley. Audrey Stanley tries dribbling inside, then throws it back outside. Natalie Strickle with it. She throws it over to Anna Sweeney, and there is a traveling violation against the Knights. How many turnovers does that make for them now?
That's seven.
Seven. I thought that was racking up quickly. You talked in the Francis Schulze Keys to the Game how Legacy needed to avoid that if they stay in, and that's contributed to them being down by nine at this point.
Yeah, seven turnovers. I mean, it's not horrible, but it's more than they need to have here with 5:30 to go in the second quarter.
Gubow gets it across half court, throws it over to Borchers in the left corner. Borchers goes back to Gubow. Gubow throws it over to Chappie, and there is a whistle. Offensive foul against Rushi. Was that called on Dosek, Chuck?
Kate Sherman.
Kate Sherman, okay.
That's only her first.
And that is just Rushi's fourth team foul here.
So we got a foul ball.
That was a good description of that as that ball goes back out, knocked out of bounds in front of Rushi's bench after Legacy had worked it back down. That's exactly what it looked like. Legacy takes it back in. 5:05 and counting left in the second quarter now. Knights very methodical in working this. Kinzinger with it now. She throws it over to Stanley. Stanley goes back out to Graves, who gets a three to fall from the left wing. That cuts the gap down to 22-14. That's at least three threes.
That is the third three.
That is their third three. Those 9 points have been huge in helping them stay in this. 20-14, the Raiders lead. They're now working it back on their end. There is a long air ball three by Addison Chappie. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Legacy ball.
I don't think she could have got far enough out of bounds for that thing to not be over the ball.
So Legacy now with an opportunity to cut in this more and stay in it. With it now for the Knights is Kinzinger. She throws a pass inside to Stanley, who was called for an offensive foul.
Poor call. The defender was still moving. The defender was coming towards her, and it was way too far under the basket. I understand why the coach is upset. And I'm rooting for Rushi.
And Rushi will try to take advantage of that. Like you said, Legacy Christian's coach giving the official an earful down there. Mark Combs is the headband for the Knights. There's a long pass inside. They were looking for Pulling, and coming away with it for Legacy Christian is Stanley, who raced back down the court. Then we have a foul called. Borchers picks up that foul. Andre Stanley, the junior forward for the Knights, goes to the free throw line for two shots.
Second foul on CeCe.
Her first free throw attempt is off the rim, no good. Stanley will go back for a second. Rushi lead stands at six pending this second free throw. Free throw is up, and it's through. Nothing but net. And Legacy Christian takes a timeout after that free throw, which cuts the gap to 20-15. And we'll step aside here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
I'm Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Rushi is on top of Legacy Christian 20-15, 3:50 and counting now left in the second quarter after that Legacy Christian timeout. Reese Cabot works it across half court. Rushi will try to extend the lead here on this possession after Legacy scores the last 4 points to cut the gap from 9-5. Ronnie Poling with it right now near the free throw line. She's pivoting, then throws it to Gubeau. Gubeau dribbles inside in traffic. And we have a travel called on Gubeau. So the Knights with another chance here on this possession to cut in even further. They again have hit three threes in this game. That's helped them stay in it.
Here we had a 4-4 quarter going here.
There's a pass inside by the Knights. Kinzinger goes up for a shot. No good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be a Rushi ball. Yeah, Ronnie Poling hit those two early baskets.
She's got three
Rushi
for the game. Yeah, two in the first quarter, and then she hit two in a row in this quarter. But nobody else has scored.
Yeah, those first two baskets were both within the first 90 seconds or so, I think. So this is a long scoreless drought here for the Raiders. Gubeau at the top of the key. She throws it over on the left wing to Jayla Chappie, who is now back in. Gubeau has it at the top of the key. She throws a pass over to Sherman. Sherman throws a pass over to Addison Chappie. Addison Chappie with it once again on the right wing. Throws it to Gubeau. Gubeau goes to Sherman. Sherman dribbles, pivots, then throws it back out to Gubeau. Fires a three. It's off the rim. No good. There's a fight for a rebound. Put back attempt by Poling. No good. She does it again and gets it to fall. And she was fouled this time, so she'll go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity.
Wow, she stayed with that one.
As we just mentioned a few seconds ago, she had scored the only points so far, and that's going to continue here. 6 points for her in this quarter. Well, 6 points for Rushi pending this free throw.
She and Sherman have 19 of the 22 points.
Poling at the line, dribbles, puts up. It's no good, but coming away with the rebound is Borchers. Gubeau now with it after taking the pass from Borchers. Borchers left wing, dribbles inside, throws a pass back over to Addison Chappie. Addison Chappie goes back to Borchers. Borchers dribbles inside. Tried throwing a bounce pass to Poling. It hits off the foot of a Legacy player. And Rushi will take it in from under its own basket. 2 minutes, 19 seconds left in the second quarter. Sherman gets the inbounds pass. Nearly lost it. Goes up for a shot. It's no good. There's a rebound by Addison Chappie. And then we have a jump ball called. Possession arrow favors the Knights. I believe that was Kinzinger who was in there getting a hand on it to get that jump ball called. Kinzinger now has it at the top of the key. She throws it over right wing to Alport, who knocks down a three, nothing but net. Alana Alport, 5'8" junior forward, cuts the gap down to 4 points, 22-18. The Knights are staying in this with some nice three-point shooting. Borchers with it, dribbles inside, then throws it back to Gubeau, pulls up for a three. It's off the rim, no good. Poling tips it way back out. Gubeau runs and chases it. She goes back top of the key to Borchers, who then follows a three-pointer up from the right wing, no good. Poling grabs the rebound, and she gets called for the foul.
Just because you're behind does not mean you fouled her. She caught the ball above her. It was a great rebound, and she got penalized for it.
Rushi struggling to shoot those threes, and Legacy having knocked down four so far. has been able to stay in it. As Chuck noted a moment ago, it has been Kate Sherman and Ronnie Poling who have done almost all of the scoring today for the Raiders. Reese Kubo has knocked down 1-3. Legacy working it back on their end. Strickle goes up for a shot. It's no good. There is a rebound and putback attempt by Graves. No good. Sherman comes away with the rebound. Throws it to Kubo. Kubo goes back down the lane. Throws a pass to Shappy. And we have a whistle. That is a foul against Legacy Christian. That will be their seventh. So we'll be heading to the free throw line here. That foul goes against Kinzinger.
That's her
second. For the Knights. And going to the free throw line for this 1-1 is Jayla Shappy. Shappy dribbles, puts the shot up. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound by Poling. It goes back up for a putback attempt, no good. They're fighting for the long rebound. It goes out of bounds as Sherman was scrambling, trying to come away with it. And it will be Legacy ball. 53.8 seconds left in the second quarter. Rushi on top of Legacy Christian, 22-18. Rushi was ahead 20-11 earlier in this corner after Ronnie Poling scored the first two baskets of the corner. The Knights have done a good job getting back in it from then. Legacy preparing to take it in from in front of its own bench.
They took that foul away from Kinzinger and gave it to Sweeney.
Okay, so that is her first foul. Sweeney is a freshman for Legacy Christian. She was recently inserted. And there is a double dribble called on Legacy. Allie Graves had just gotten across to half court. So Rushi will get it with 45.2 seconds left with the opportunity to extend its four-point lead. It was 9 points not too long ago. Reese Kubo at the top of the key. Throws a pass to Shappy. Shappy goes to Sherman in the left corner. Sherman throws it over to Addison Shappy. Addison Shappy dribbling with it, throws it to Jayla Shappy on the right wing. There's a pass to Kubo. Kubo goes inside to Poling. Poling back out to Kubo. Kubo goes to Sherman. Sherman now fires a pass over to Jayla Shappy. Jayla Shappy right wing goes to Sherman. Sherman goes back over to Addison Shappy. There's a pass knocked out of bounds by Legacy Christian with 16.7 seconds left. A lot of ball movement on this possession as Rushi's trying to come up with a shot attempt here.
Yeah, but everything's on the perimeter.
There's an inbounds pass to Kubo, who fires a three. It rolls in from the left corner. Looked like it may roll out, but then it rolls in. Nice three by Rushi. Legacy will try to answer here in the final seconds. There is a drive inside by Graves. It pulls up for a shot. It's no good. Rebound by Rushi. Kubo fires a long shot at the buzzer. That is no good. But still, Kubo able to come up with a three from the left corner in the final seconds to push Rushi's lead to 25-18 as we enter halftime. She was unguarded on that inbounds pass, Chuck, and makes it a lot easier for any player to hit it when you don't have anybody on you.
If you can set your feet and then get your arm underneath you, yeah, that's the easiest three you're going to get.
When we come back, we will have a halftime scoring roundup by Chuck McPhee, as our halftime coverage here on Scores is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized
Home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie offers you peace of mind while being very mindful about the value you most need and need to protect. Protecting your home, vehicle, business, and family, that's what they provide at Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie. We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax. We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you peace of mind that our coverage will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss. Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is a part of the Reese Insurance Group with offices in Sydney and Pickwa too. Online at RUESEinsuranceGroup.com. Call Roderman Insurance at 937-295-2131, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie. Roderman Insurance has a passion for what we do, and it shows. Halftime coverage here on scoresbroadcast.com is brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie and Schnipple Construction in Bodkins. I am Brian Billing, in for our fearless leader, Jack Kramer, alongside Chuck McBee. And Chuck McBee has the first half scoring recap.
Well, if you look at the stats, Rushi should probably, looks like they're up more than seven. They've got an 18-8 rebounding advantage, 11-2 on the offensive boards. Legacy turned it over nine times. Raiders turned it over six. 3 of 5 from the free throw line for Rushi, 2 of 5 for Legacy. Their players that we said needed to score have scored for them. They're 4 of 6 shooting threes, which is the reason they're only down seven. Allport has six. Strickle has six. Graves has five. And Stanley hit a free throw that scored 11 and 7, 18 for the first half. Rushi led by Kate Sherman, 11 all in the first quarter. And then Ronnie Poling stepped up. She's got 8, 6 in the second quarter. Gubo has a 3 in each quarter for 6. They scored 16 and 9, and they lead it 25 to 18 at the half.
We talked in the pregame about how if Legacy can maintain a methodical pace, that they can keep this game close. And they've been able to. You know, they had a lot of turnovers there, especially early, Chuck, but they've worked the ball well, and they don't force any shots up. They wait for a decent look.
Yeah, I mean, and they've really kind of handled Rushi's pressure okay. Rushi, I think, could get the ball inside against that zone, but they kind of went away from it, went all perimeter passing. I think they're probably talking about that at halftime.
I would think that is a safe bet as well.
They can't guard Sherman and Poling. They cannot.
Right. Halftime again brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie. Your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. And Schnipple Construction in Bakken's building excellence. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular. And American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way in raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Mentioned in pregame that I was going to mention the injured Rougie players, and I neglected to do it. Did want to name them, though. You have seniors Maya Monin and junior Carly Scott. Scott is a junior. And then Grace Holscher, who was the other senior, who I was going to say when I said seniors.
There you go.
Said Scott instead. So yes, Carly Scott, the junior, and then Grace Holscher and Maya Monham. All three played for sure for Rushi, so they're missing them. But then that is a great bonus you have when you have such a deep roster. They have not dropped off much without those players. Very balanced group. And you talked about how Addison Shappy has come on to play more this season, the sophomore guard, and we've seen her a lot today too.
Yeah, the twin sisters are getting a lot more time.
Rushi gets the ball to start things off here in this second half. The Raiders ahead at 25-18. Again, Reese Goubeau hit a nice three at the end of the second quarter. to help give the Raiders some cushion heading into the locker room at halftime. But there is a missed shot by Rushi to start things off here in this second half. And now Allie Graves is dribbling it for Legacy. Again, they do not hurry. And as Chuck said, they are handling Rushi's pressure very well. They struggled with it early and had a lot of turnovers in that first quarter. Not a whole lot since then. Allie Graves drives inside and gets a shot to fall off the glass. Nice use of the backboard and that jumper. CeCe Borchers goes inside and gets a quick response from Rushi to push that gap right back up to 7 points, 27-20, 6:50 and counting left in this third quarter. Stanley works it back across half court for Legacy Christian. She throws it to Alana Alport, who pulls up for a three, no good. Ball goes out of bounds in front of Legacy Christian's bench, last off of a Knights player, and the Raiders will take it out from there. Maurice Cubeau dribbles it across half court for Rushi, 6:34 and counting left in the third quarter. CeCe Borchers with it now. She throws a pass over to Jayla Shappi. Shappi goes back to Borchers. They exchange again and exchange once more. Borchers with it now. She goes back to Jayla Shappi. Jayla Shappi over to Gabeau. Right wing. There's a three. Rims in and out. Pulling. Goes up. Does almost a volleyball move there. You can see her volleyball moves and she spikes that ball away. Gabeau runs back to track it down. The Raiders keep it. They throw it inside there. We're looking for Pulling. Ball goes out of bounds off of Legacy Christian's Allie Graves. And Rushi will now take it in from along the baseline. 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Raiders ahead by seven. Gabeau gets the inbounds pass. He dribbles back around the arc. Now backs off. Rushi resets here. There's a pass inside to Pulling, who gets a nice shot to fall off the glass. You said it at halftime. Rushi needed to try to work it inside more. And make it off to a good start there on that possession. Lead back out to 9, 29-20. Legacy rushes back down this time. Kinzinger got the pass, went up for a shot. No good, but she was fouled. CeCe Borchers is called for the foul there. That is her third. Kinzinger goes to the free throw line here for two shots. Her first shot is through, nothing but net. Second one coming up. If what she just did is her normal free throw routine, that's kind of odd. Look at this here, Chuck. She almost sets the ball completely down on the ground.
I'll watch her. I wasn't watching that time.
Now look at that.
Okay, that's strange.
She airballed that shot, though.
Pretty effective, though. That's all you really need. I'm sorry. I would never let a kid shoot the ball that way. You take two dribbles, you keep your elbow in, you shoot the free throw. You don't need all this playing around crap.
Now, that second one, nothing but net. But as we said, airball. The first one, nothing but net. Second one, as we said, airball. Pulling back down. Shot inside. No good. Sherman makes the putback. That pushes Rushi's lead to 31-21. That second free throw, as we said, was an air ball, and that was right near Rushi's student section. They all got a nice chuckle out of that one. Odd free throw. Drive inside there by Graves. No good. Rebound by Pulling. It is ripped away by Allie Graves. She goes back up for a basket and gets it to fall. That cuts the gap down to 9, 31-23, 4:52 and counting left in the third quarter. Kate Sherman with it now inside, throws it back out to Gabeau. Gabeau goes over to Shappi. Shappi back to Gabeau. There's a bounce pass to Sherman just inside the top of the key. She throws it over now. After a couple more passes, there is a jumper by Jayla Shappi, and she knocks it down, nothing but net. Great ball movement there by the Raiders. They're able to push the gap to 11 points, 34-23. There is a quick jumper by Alport. No good. Rebound by Simone Putoff, who's in off the bench for the Raiders. And there is a whistle as Rushi was trying to work it across half court. Rushi will take it in front of the scorer's table. Gabeau with it, 4:11 and counting left in the third quarter. Raiders ahead by 10. Sherman, unguarded inside, goes up for a shot and gets it to fall. Two defenders were behind her. Graves tried to race up, but she was way too late. That was an easy shot that Sherman will make all day long. Raiders rolling now. They are ahead 36-23. Legacy Christian takes a timeout. We'll step aside on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns, walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays, and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday, 10 to 1 Saturday. And Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers apparel, so you can feel sharp and look sharp, too. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. After two missed shots by Legacy Christian, they are able to get one to fall. Knocking that down, nothing but net. From the right wing is Natalie Strickle. And that cuts the gap to 36-26, 3:20 and counting now left in the third quarter. Rushi working it back on its end. Gubeau has it. There's a pass to Chappie. Chappie goes over to put off on the left wing, goes back to Gubeau, who pulls up for a three, off the rim, no good. Fight for the rebound. Sherman comes away with it, goes up for a short jumper, and gets it to fall.
They get this kind of play out of Kate Sherman, and they're going to be a handful for Lormie.
Near turnover there for Legacy Christian, but they're able to come away with it. Rushi now goes back down past half court, and the Knights will be able to reset here. A couple of passes for the Knights, and then there is a pass that goes out of bounds, and Rushi is going to take it in front of the Legacy bench. 2:40 left in the third quarter. Rushi ahead of the Knights, 38-26. C.C. Borgers works it across half court after taking that inbounds pass. She throws it over to Putoff. Putoff goes back to Borgers. Borgers throws it over to Chappie. Chappie dribbling, throws it back to Borgers. Borgers bounce pass over to Putoff. Putoff. Right wing, in trouble being double-teamed, dribbles once and has to throw it away. Gets it to Borchers, though. Borchers goes back out to Chappie. That is Addison Chappie with it. She throws it over to Sherman. Sherman goes back to Borchers. Borchers bounce pass to Sherman, who pulls up for a shot, hits off the rim, then bounces off the glass and back in. What a shot by Kate Sherman there.
That's when you know you're having a day, huh?
Legacy races back down, picking up the pace here, trying to come up with a reply. It's ripped away by Borchers, though. She goes back down the length of the court, pulls up for a shot, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. That will be Rushi ball. That was Strickle who had it there for Legacy. Borchers able to come right up for a nice clean steal, though. And Raiders ahead by their largest margin of the day now at 40-26 after that last shot by Sherman.
I gave her 19.
And what a shot it was there. It hit off the back of the rim, hit on the backboard a little, and went right in. There's a three by Borchers. Nothing but net. Rushi is rolling now. They are ahead 43-26. Legacy will try to come up with a response here. Graves with it, throws a pass over to Kensinger, rolls off the rim, no good. Sherman grabs the rebound and throws it to Borchers. Borchers throws it to Sherman. Sherman to put off just inside the left wing. She goes up for a shot. It was good, but she traveled before she shot it. Still with 109 left in the third quarter, Rushi is ahead 43-26. They have been on fire in the last few minutes of this third quarter. And they now have a comfortable lead.
Yeah, they've got an 18-point quarter going.
Legacy works it across half court. Knights rushing it here. There is a three off the back of the rim attempted by Allport. No good. Ball goes out of bounds after the shot. Last off of a Legacy player. That will be Rushi ball.
Well, they're still attempting to launch their threes, but this half they have only made one. So that's a lot where the 17-point difference has gotten to also.
Now you can see once Rushi started to pull away there, Legacy tried to speed things up a little bit and not the pace that they are used to playing at or like to play their best at for sure. Rushi passing it around here, 33 seconds and counting left in this third quarter. Gubo has it now. She goes over to Putoff. Putoff goes back to Gubo, 23 seconds and counting. Now with it again is Putoff. Putoff way outside on the left side, throws it back to Gubo near half court, 14 seconds and counting left in this third quarter. Gubo is guarded, so she throws it a pass to Putoff. Putoff goes back to Gubo. Gubo goes up for a shot. No good, but she was fouled as she shot with 4.9 seconds left. She'll go to the free throw line for the Raiders.
They called it a two. She gets two shots.
That was just Legacy's first foul here in this third quarter. Rushi also just has one foul. Gubo gets that first one to fall, nothing but net. Second one is coming up. Gubo's second attempt is up and through, nothing but net. Rushi takes a 45-26 lead. Legacy gets it in. Now, I guess they really don't get it in. They did throw a pass in. Unfortunately for the Knights, though, Allie Graves, who was running up to get the inbounds pass, couldn't come up with it. Ball goes right back out of bounds, and now Rushi is going to take it in from under its own basket. 3.9 seconds left. They are ahead by 19. The opportunity here to extend it even more. Inbounds pass to Sherman, who goes up for a shot. Oh, off the front of the rim. No good. She gets a rebound and a putback, though, at the buzzer. Rushi takes a 47-26 lead at the end of the third quarter as Kate Sherman continues a marvelous day. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
I am Ryan Billing alongside Chuck McBee here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We thank these Rushi sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. New address, 575 East Main in Rushi. The Raiders ahead 47-26 here at the end of the third quarter as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. What a great quarter that was for the Raiders, Chuck.
22 points. They now have 15 offensive rebounds. And Kate Sherman had 11 in the first quarter. She had 10 in the third quarter, 21 for the game.
Legacy goes inside. That was Graves going up for a shot. She was fouled. That was Poling picking up the foul, going to the free throw line. Is Stanley, I guess she was the one who
Audrey
took the
Stanley.
Shot.
Yep.
Stanley's first free throw attempt is in. Nothing but net. Second one coming up. Clock stop with 7 minutes and 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter. More traditional looking free throw there. That one falls. Nothing but net. That cuts the gap to 19 again, 47 to 28. Goupeau gets the ball across half court for the Raiders. With it now is Borchers. Borchers goes to Poling. Poling inside to Sherman. Sherman goes up for a shot. Off the rim, no good. There is a rebound by Kinzinger for the Knights. She throws it to Graves. Graves works it across half court. Throws it over to Stanley. Stanley on the right wing throws a pass over, and there is a whistle. That is Poling picking up another foul. She still just has three on the day, though. Rushi just has three in this half. Legacy will take it in after that foul from under their own basket. Ball hits off a Legacy player, and coming away with it for the Raiders is Jayla Shappy. Goupeau gets it across half court for Rushi. She throws it over to Poling. Poling goes inside to Sherman. Sherman goes inside to Borchers, and Borchers gets it to fall there. Nice shot by C.C. Borchers. That pushes the gap back to 21, 49 to 28. The Raiders finding success inside. Legacy works it back down on their end. There is a block by Sherman. She comes away with it. Gets it to Goupeau. And Goupeau gets it across half court. Rushi had a slow finish to that second quarter, and a slow start to the third, but they picked things up there, and they are pulling away now. A great start, and what is looking like a great finish here today in this Division 4 district final. Rushi misses a shot on that possession.
Referee just missed two calls.
Yes, one of which looked like a travel by Legacy Christian. Knights working it back on their end. There is an awkward-looking shot that almost does fall in. It doesn't. Stanley went up with it. There is a foul by Poling, so she has picked up three quick fouls in this quarter. She now has four. And Kelby Dosek coming to the scorer's table to check in for her. There's the first free throw attempt by Stanley. It's good. And there comes Dosek in place of Poling. Younger sister of Larissa Poling. She was a very good basketball player for the Raiders.
Yeah,
as well.
She was a scorer.
Yes. Second free throw also good. That cuts the gap down to 49 to 30. 6:10 and counting now, and we have a double dribble called on Kate Sherman there. So Legacy will take it in from near half court. Yeah, we got a good look at Legacy a few years ago when they were in that Sydney Division 4 sectional. They won the sectional, were able to get out to a district final. And you can tell that that program is still in a good place, Chuck. They are a well-coached team.
Oh, yeah.
They were going to return most of this group and should be a decent team for years to come as well. There's a jumper after a turnover by Legacy Christian. Borchers took it, no good. Legacy grabs the rebound and works it back down. It's into the court. The Knights just do not have the height to counter with Sherman and Poling today. And, of course, Rushi looking like the strong team they were all year long. They were rated a couple of times in the AP poll, finished just outside the top 10 in the final poll of the year. And they are nearing their first regional berth since 2017. Great way for these seniors to go out, a huge senior class. I'll have to count it later. I forget. I believe it's nine that they have.
Yeah, you got one, two, three, four, five, six. I got eight.
Eight. Okay, so eight for Rushi. Huge senior class, especially at a school with as small as the enrollment. I've covered a few of their graduations for the Sydney Daily News before taking pictures. I want to say their average graduating class when I've covered is about 25 to 30, so you figure about half and half. So I'm assuming about half of the females in this senior class are basketball players and volleyball players for that matter, too.
And softball players.
And as you noted and we talked about earlier in this game, there are a lot of softball players here, too. Ball goes out of bounds. Rushi takes it back in. They throw the ball back in to Dosick. And Kelby Dosick is able to get a shot to fall off the glass. The Raiders ahead at 51-30, 5:18 and counting left in this fourth quarter. Legacy trying to find a response on it's in here. Ball goes out of bounds. After a errant pass. And Rushi will now take it in with 5:08 left in this fourth quarter. It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires gets a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, free pickup and delivery too at M&A. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Laramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of. There was a foul committed by Legacy Christian's Audrey Stanley.
That was her fifth, but they let her stay out there for a free throw because nobody's paying attention.
At the free throw line is Borchers. She hit her first free throw. Second one is coming up.
I think Stanley wanted to get out of the game. All she did was just push her down and head towards the bench. She'd had enough.
Second free throw rattles in. I guess she was taking a three-point shot, Chuck. Missed that? Okay,
yep.
So she's here for three free throws. Too good. Third attempt is up, and it's through. Nothing but net. She knocks down three in a row. Rushia is ahead by its largest lead of the game now at 53-30. 4:50 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Legacy fought hard early to stay close. Rushi has pulled away here in the last eight or so minutes.
Legacy, they're playing it out now. They're having trouble even catching passes.
A pass goes out of bounds, as Chuck was just talking about there. Rushi takes it in. 4:43 and counting. Gubeau races across half court, throws it over to Putoff. Putoff goes back to Gubeau. She throws it over to Borchers on the left wing. Borchers dribbling, pivoting now, looking, throws a bounce pass back to Putoff. And there is a foul as Putoff had it. That one goes against Allport of Legacy Christian.
Never understood fouling on purpose when you're down 23 points in the fourth quarter.
I think it looks like, too, as you just talked about, the mistakes that they've had on the offensive end, I think definite signs of fatigue showing here by Legacy Christian.
Absolutely don't have the bench that that Rushi had.
Borchers with it, throws a bounce pass to Poling, who's back in. Poling goes to Gubeau. Gubeau inside to Sherman. Sherman goes up for a shot, no good. Fight for the rebound, put back by Poling, and she knocks it down. Raiders ahead, 25 points now, 4 minutes to play left in this fourth quarter. Allport dribbling for Legacy Christian. She dribbles right side, and she travels as she was getting ready to throw a pass to a nearby teammate. I believe that is three straight turnovers on Legacy's last three possessions. And the Knights take a timeout here, down 55-30 with 3 minutes and 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right, put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West First in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3970. Burke Petroleum, 315 West First in Minster. Put Burke to work. Missed shot by Rushi.
Sherman missed another one. Easy, just a... I don't know what she did. I don't know how she missed that.
So Legacy going to work now. There is a long three off the rim. No good. That was Strickle who shot that. Fight for the rebound. And is that a jump ball called, or was that a foul against Legacy?
Called a foul on the arm, yeah.
That is now Legacy's fifth foul of this half. Rushi also has five fouls. That foul went against a player I do not have on the roster. 21 they called.
They only have 3, 6, 8 in the in their program, so I have no idea who it is either. We'll call her Sally.
There is no 21 in there, so I think that must have been an error on the scoreboard. Regardless, Rushi has the ball. They're working it now, passing it around, and no hurry to shoot here. Up 25 with 2:45 and counting left in this fourth quarter. Borchers with it at the moment. She throws it over to Shappy. Shappy goes inside, pulls up for a shot. It's no good. We have a foul on Poling, I believe, and if that is who got it, yes, that is who they call the foul on. She will leave today's game. That is her fifth. She was really big in this game today, though. As we have talked about, great inside game by both her and Sherman. They scored all but, what, 6 of their points in the first half, those two?
And they still got 33 of the 55. So Borchers has gotten to double figures, and we need Gubo to hit another 2 so she can get to double figures. That'll put 4. Okay, well, I don't know. It's a 25-point game. What could you possibly win? They went to the monitor. So.
Yes, at the scorer's table, as Chuck is referencing there. Everybody's favorite when they're watching a college game nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah, I can go take a shower. Go back and see what the ruling is.
Well, while we're waiting here, we'll tell you about Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. They're at 15 Elm Street, right across from Brookins. They've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway, doing business for 4 decades. We'll style, you'll smile. Beautiful hair with beautiful care at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Laramie. Owner and stylist is Deb Gubo. Stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yes, 40 years of styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Their experience, your style. They will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Another turnover by Legacy Christian. Once the officials figured things out and got play resumed, Rushi with it now. 2:14 and counting left in this fourth quarter. They're ahead by 25, 55-30. And the Raiders passing it around. Reese Gubo, one of the 8 seniors for the Raiders, has it right now. She throws it to Jenna York, another senior who was recently inserted. There's a pass inside to Sherman. She almost got that shot to fall. It rolls off the rim. However, she will go to the free throw line after being fouled. Has the opportunity to add to a tremendous day.
Well, she's got 21, and she's missed at least 4, possibly 5 two-footers in the game. I mean, she could be well into the 30s.
Sherman dribbles at the line. Free throw attempt up. It's through. Nothing but nets. Second one coming up. That pushes the gap to 26 points. Multiple substitutions for both teams here. Rushi players take their feet as several seniors come out, including Gubo and Borchers. Sherman again still in with the second free throw coming up. I'm sure she will be exiting here shortly as well. Sherman's second free throw is up and nothing but net. Sherman comes out to a standing ovation. Rushi takes a 57-20 lead. Also exiting was Legacy Christian's lone senior in Carolyn Kinzinger, a 5'9" senior forward. Bench players in now for both teams, getting some time here in this district final. There is a shot attempt by Anna Sweeney of Legacy Christian. No good. I didn't catch who got the rebound there for Rushi, but
they don't have, they have numbers. That is not Grace Holscher.
I was getting ready to say, who's
that
dribbling
is not
it.
Carly Scott has got the ball. So
yes.
they put numbers on different players, but we don't know who they are.
Yeah, we noted earlier here in the game that Holscher and Scott among two of the 3 injured players that Rushi has right now. Senior Mia Monin also injured. So Rushi working it here. And there is a double dribble called on that young lady. Again, a name that we don't have. We're in Carly Scott's number. 1:12 left in the fourth quarter, though. Rougie comfortably ahead, 57-30. Legacy walking it down the court here. And the Raiders will soon turn their attention to that regional semifinal against Fort Laramie coming up this Thursday at Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. There is a long three that is no good by Legacy Christian. That attempt was by Allie Graves. And she's a starter, but they only have eight players, so that means there's two starters out there right now, at least.
Yeah, they had another foul out. I'm not sure why that's not a one and one. I guess they're coming down to shoot it now.
They are. Yep, the officials realize that that was Alport who fouled out there. Again, Carolyn Kensinger, who we mentioned earlier, is their only senior, so Alport and the rest of the squad set to come back. I'm sure Legacy will set their sights on returning here to the district finals next year. Metro Buckeye Conference champions. Free throw attempt by Rushi is no good. There is a drive down and a score by Natalie Strickle. We have said her name a lot today. She's hit a couple of threes for them as well. Three threes. Looking over at Chuck's scoring here. She's at the free throw line, waiting this attempt for a three-point play. Shot is up. Off the rim, no good. There is a long rebound by Rushi. 38 seconds and counting here. Raiders dribbling with things under control in this district final. With it now for Rushi. I don't have that number either. I thought I finally had a name I had.
I don't think we have anybody out there that we know.
But still, congratulations to the Raiders. This will be their first district championship since 2017. It's been a long work by this group of eight seniors, and I know they are looking forward to that regional appearance coming up. This Thursday should be a fun one. Jack and Chuck will have a call here on scoresbroadcast.com as they have done both the regular season games this year as well. Fort Laramie beat Rushi in mid-January, the first time the teams played. Rushi won the second match. They will face off for a third time as the final buzzer sounds. Rushi beats Legacy Christian 57-32 here on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll be back for our Clancy Stars of the Game right after this.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Welcome back to Troy High School's Trojan Activity Center. I am Brian Billing alongside Chuck McBee. Rushi beats Legacy Christian 57-32. The Raiders advance and will face Fort Laramie in a regional semifinal. That game coming up at 8 o'clock this Thursday at Vandalia Butler's Student Activity Center. You know, for a brand to stand out, it must not be perceived as any other store or website. It must be treated by its customers forever. That's the case with Allen Baugh Insurance in Jackson Center and insurance agents Greg and Ryan Woolley, offering individual and personalized service and attention that you trust and need to be assured that you are properly insured. Allen Baugh is independent, offering coverage through several reputable companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Give Allen Baugh Insurance a call at 937-596-6712. They will be more than happy to meet you, to know you, and to understand your insurance needs. Trust and count on AllenBaughInsurance.com. AllenBaugh, 105 East Pike Street in Jackson Center, doing business for over 55 years in person with a handshake. That is Greg and Ryan. I did it again. Greg and Ryan Woolley at Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center. My apologies.
You're
wanted to add that.
You're L. trying to get Ryland Ball in there.
Yes.
Is what you're trying to do.
Yes, I am. 57-32. Rushi beats Legacy Christian. The teams just finished praying. If you were wondering why it was dead silent in the background as I was reading that.
And everybody's staring up at us like we're atheists.
Yes. At the trophy presentations coming up now. While we're here on Scores, though, we got the complete scoring recap from Chuck and our Clancy Stars of the Game.
Well, let me choke to death first. 57-32 final, 25-18 at the half, and then 32-14 in the second half. Rucci took over the game. 33-17 rebounding advantage. Bigger 16-4 offensive rebounding advantage for the Raiders. 10-13 from the free throw line. Legacy 7-12. Natalie Strickle led Legacy with 11, and they got 9 from Allie Graves. 6 from Alina. Allport.
Yes.
Alana. Okay. My Clancy's player of the game for Legacy is going to be Natalie Strickle. On the other side, Rushi a lot more balanced. They got 23 points out of Kate Sherman. Best game I've seen her play this season when I was there. 12 for Ronnie Poling. 10 for CC Borchers. 8 for Reese Gubo. Jayla Shappie had 3, and then they got 2 from Kelby Dosick. They scored, I already told you what they scored. Mike Clancy's players of the game on the Rushi side, obviously Kate Sherman, and I'm going to go with Ronnie Poling. I thought she was terrific.
They both were the Clancy Stars of the Game. Clancy's nothing fancy, just fantastic food on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Legacy Christian accepts their runner-up trophy. The Knights finish at 19-5 overall this season. Rushi improves to 22-4 after this 57-32 victory in the third of three Division IV district finals today here at Troy's Trojan Activity Center. The Raiders advance to face Fort Laramie in a regional semifinal coming up This Thursday at 8 o'clock, Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee will have the call here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Laramie defeated Covington 52-19 earlier today. Of course, the first game, which we did not carry, featured Tri-Village. The Patriots beat Fayetteville Perry 71-29. They will take on the Marion Local and St. Henry winner coming up tonight. I think I said that earlier today. I think I'm wrong. I think it's Marion Local and Minster who are playing
tonight.
I think
it is Marion Local and Minster.
I apologize to Mike Wiss if he's listening.
Sorry, Mike.
Yes, I missed that up when I said that earlier. Marion Local and Minster, they're playing. Tri-Village will take on that winner. That'll be a 6 o'clock game here this evening, I believe, in Wapakoneta. Thank you so much for listening here on scoresbroadcast.com. Had a lot of fun, Chuck. We have to cut and run right now, though, as you are covering it up. You are going up to cover the game here on Scores with Jack. It is Fort Laramie taking on Jackson Center in a boys' district semi. I'll be covering it for the Sydney Daily News. Be sure to listen on live. Airtime will start tentatively at about 5:30, and you can read all about it in the Sydney Daily News online at sydneydailynews.com. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to tune in about an hour or so for that big boys district semi. I'm Bryant Billing alongside Chuck McBee. We'll see you soon.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati.